Hello, this is Hideo at Processing Apply. This is the 16th installment of Mantande Go. Yes, Mantande Go 16. Today I want to share a story from a person, of a person, who joined the speech contest the other day. In her preparation for that speech contest, she of course went through everything. Coming up with the topic and finding a good materials to include, good stories, examples, stuff like that. And then she came up with the outline, and she actually wrote the draft. And then here comes the question. You want to have the draft checked by native speakers. All right. Could be one person, two or three will be much better, but at least one native speaking person should check your writing because before you deliver it in front of people, that will be much more beneficial for you and for your audience. Then the question comes in. If you are not a student at an English school with native speakers, or if you don't have any native speaking friends, what would you do? That's a big question. You can always ask someone on the some kind of SNS site, social network site, like Langate. For help, but they're not professional, they're not paid, they're not well trained. So the quality might not be something you're looking for. You can also try some translation agency with some kind of fees, and that's one thing. But one thing she tried is to send an email to an instructor whose seminar she once took some time ago. At the end of the seminar, the instructor gave his email address to participants and said, if you have any questions, please send me an email. So she remembered that and then asked him to give her some feedback on her draft, and it worked. It's kind of a brilliant move, I think. It's a bold action on her part, and I think it's something we can try and think about. I don't know. When someone is providing his contact information and ask or welcome any questions at the end of a seminar or something like that, probably I think he means it. And you can try to use that opportunity to further your learnings, right? So, it's kind of, you might think, oh, well, he's a busy guy, he has a lot of things to do, and it's kind of too wagamama, selfish for me to ask him to give me feedback on this trivial thing. Kind of thinking, maybe wait and you can just send an email asking for favor politely. And if it's the case that the other person, the instructor, is too busy at the moment, then he would say so. And if it's not a problem at all, he can help you out. And so you can try it and see what happens. So that's something we can think about when learning a language. It's too overgeneralized. But whatever. It's about 5 minutes or not, yeah, about 5 minutes since I started speaking, so I think it's a good point. キリがいいね. Let's give it a, not give it a, let's call it a day. Let's call it a day. 終わりにしましょう. ずっとたまにはやろうこういうあの英語でほとんど喋り続けてるというのもね普段はほとんど日本語喋ってますからちょっと英語でもやってみる OK, thank you very much for listening. Bye bye.